Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse Pikeholz filling in for Brian as he is out on vacation this week today as a co-tangenteer with me. And we also got a great guest stopping by to talk about our next topic. We got Alan Robinson, owner of The Herbal Aspect, joining us in studio. Alan, how you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking, young man.
Get you reaccustomed to the studio. Yeah, you got your mic on. We're all set.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that this thing was on. I'm well. Business is booming. The community has been crazy supportive. I actually brought you guys a treat for this cannabis conversation. Keef rolled Delta Aww. 8 cannabis sticks.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, fantastic. I will share it with Brian when he's back from his vacation.
Yes, Lord. Lord knows I like to get folks stony. Now, let's talk about this supposed cannabis decriminalization bill.
That's LRB 3790.
Introduced by Sylvia Ortiz-Velez and Representative Shay Sortwell in the Assembly, backed by some Republican and Lena Taylor in the Senate, right?
Yes, I believe Patrick Teston, who is announced.
I don't think that's Teston. I think it's Brenier.
Oh.
I think Teston is a co-sponsor.
Gotcha.
Which is smart because Patrick Teston has always been a very intelligent man, and he wouldn't jump on as a sponsor, right? He wouldn't jump on as a first-in-line sponsor
just a wink
for
and a nod.
Trash bill. Because it's a trash bill. Let's not bury the lead.
Well, no, let's
start by getting into the specifics of it, because it sounds like it makes a statewide fine of any possession under 14 grams between $100 and $250, right?
Yeah, pretty good if you're a white guy.
Right.
But what does it do for Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, La Crosse, or jurisdictions that have taken it upon themselves to lower and decrease those penalties? What does it do?
Which is where most of the people in the state live. It raises it, because I know in Madison and Milwaukee, it's been lowered to $1, and district attorneys have referred police departments to make, and sheriff's departments, to make it the lowest priority of enforcement. Mm-hmm. But now, all of a sudden, if you got law enforcement agencies who are, you know, looking to pad their budget a little bit, all of a sudden you've got $100 to $250 fine, while little Timmy or Kyle out in the suburbs is going to have his fine reduced by, what, $50? But that's his weekly allowance, right?
I think that it speaks volumes.
Sure.
About the motivations of the individuals and the general crafting of the bill. If you were to just look at this one idea, right? The idea that if this bill passes and the governor signs it into law, if I were to get caught with, let's say, 17 grams of cannabis in Milwaukee, I would actually have a lower penalty than if I would have gotten caught with the 14 grams under this bill. Right. So it makes absolutely no sense at all. It does nothing to repair communities that have been damaged by cannabis prohibition.
Correct.
It certainly doesn't do anything for expungement. It doesn't grant any access. And if it's being hailed as an incremental step, it's an incremental step in the wrong direction.
And it is being hailed as that by some loose cannabis activists who are working on this. But if you are going to try to build a movement, I think it's really important to look at the other people at the table who you want to take to the dance, that movement, and listen to them and say, what's important to you? Instead of saying, this is what I think is my priority.
I would ask you if any of those supposed activists are from a diverse background at all. I would also ask you if diverse backgrounds are being represented at those tables, right? Because I don't see anything in those bills that addresses the disparities that would...
Well, what I saw on social media is I saw a couple of folks in the legislature, like Senator Agard, who has been a stalwart proponent of true cannabis reform, getting slammed because she wasn't behind this bill.
Senator Agard is a cannabis champion. If Wisconsin yes. wants to get behind someone
true.
That actually has true reform in mind, someone that works earnestly towards cannabis reform, then Senator Agard is hands down the only option, right? For those individuals who would be slamming her, what they are primarily concerned with. You got a lot of folks out there that see cannabis as a popular issue. And so those folks become clout chasers, or they use this issue to spout other rhetoric, right?
And Alan, I think that's kind of where I wanted to take this. And
let's
so go. Got Alan Robinson joining me here on Dueling Tangents. Got Jesse filling in for Brian, who's out this week. But Alan, that is my biggest question. So when I saw this news break that this was being introduced in the Wisconsin legislature, Madison already, so right off the bat, it's worse for individuals here in Madison because it's actually going to increase fines. But then my question to myself was, well, what does this actually do? And so we had shows on this station have had the individuals that have proposed this bill on their shows, mm-hmm. and they've came and promoted this bill here mm-hmm. on Devil Radio's airwaves. And I was kind of like, okay, yeah, and because even the arguments that they're making for this incremental step, like you said, if it is an incremental step, and it's an incremental step in the wrong direction because it's not even helping the people where here in Madison, in Milwaukee, Green Bay, where most Wisconsinites live, it is worsening what would happen if you get caught with cannabis possession.
Listen.
So what does this bill actually do? Why are people proposing it then, Alan?
I can't speak to the motivations of our duly elected representatives, right? I can't speak to that. But I can say that, you know, I understand that people are ambitious.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
Okay.
I'll tell you a quick story.
I don't think there's anything wrong with ambition per se, as long as you're not naive about it. I think it's really clear. It should be clear to any rational actor in this country that the Republican Party is, writ large, specifically here in Wisconsin, is not negotiating in good faith. So if you're going to enter into some negotiation with them thinking this bipartisanship will elevate the both of us, you're really giving them something that they want to get through midterm elections.
Right.
And for what?
For nothing.
Right.
That's the thing that I have about Democrats, because I'll say that the Republicans in Wisconsin are kind of breaking from federal Republicans, as a Republican did just recently introduce a bill that actually, you know, takes really good steps by way of cannabis reform and cannabis decrim on a federal level. However, I don't see that going anywhere. Now, I'll just tell you a quick story, just a quick anecdote in regards to cannabis in Wisconsin, right?
Okay.
I was once in a position to throw our advocating power behind a medical bill, right? That medical bill had a provision in it that said if you were convicted of a felony in the last 10 years, you would be ineligible for the medical cannabis program. I said I didn't want to get behind that, right? And I refused to throw my organizational support behind it because it continued and maintained disparities. It was a clear disenfranchisement of a large segment of people with felony convictions. Largely, those people are black and brown here mm-hmm. in Wisconsin. The very same people in my own organization, in fact, that were vehemently against us not getting behind that are currently behind this, right? They're behind this because they don't really care about they don't care about bringing everybody along. They care about getting right. access for themselves and their white buddies.
They're so concerned with scrabbling for the scraps of Longshank's table.
this kid.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring some Braveheart in the cannabis reform. For those in Radioland, you can't see, but my face is painted blue and white right now.
And those of you on Facebook land that are watching this episode of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian can see that Jesse clearly is not.
Not.
No, he's not. But that is okay. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. So, Alan, what do you think is going to be the likelihood that this actually gets some, you know, ground behind it and it sees some muster in the Wisconsin legislature? Is this something that Voss and LeMahieu are going to pass? Or are we just... We're putting it out there because it's a bunch of hot air and they want to be able to say, hey, I was pro marijuana here in Wisconsin and you should reelect me because I put this bill out there.
Oh, man. I almost erupted in laughter right into the microphone. No, Robin Voss is not going to bring this. But look, if Shea is super nice, he might get this bill a hearing. If, right? Is this bill going to see the light of day on the assembly floor? Absolutely not. That is not in Robin Voss's agenda. Think about it, right? And if it does, then the only reason that it would happen would be so that the governor would then be faced with this horrible choice of having to veto this crap bill or saying that he worked in a bipartisan way with the Republicans to put forward a crap bill that actually makes good on his campaign promise of reforming cannabis, right? Leaving aside the fact that he put medical cannabis in his first budget and then took it to level 11 in his second budget by saying, well, let's just go full adult responsible use, right? Sir, they're not going to give you a single popular win at all. And medical cannabis reform enjoys an 83% approval rating in this state. No. Robin Voss, the chief opposition leader, is absolutely not going to give Governor Evers even this crap win. No.
And I would say this too briefly is that I got a something on my Facebook feed as an ad from UW Platteville. It never said the word cannabis. It just showed a white man holding his hand with some obviously marijuana seeds if you've ever grown before. You knew what it was, talking about an online ad for a course you could get your degree. And I want to say this. Why don't we include this as a provision in a real bill, is if you've been convicted of a felony for distribution and you've been incarcerated, you get an honorary degree. How about that, for Christ's sake? Because your life has been damaged and you should get something back from that. How about a college degree right off the bat when you get out of jail, which should also be required?
I think I may have just heard the entire Republican assembly scoff at the very suggestion. What do you mean? Credentialing the blacks? No, we're not going to do that. Like, go ahead.
No, you're good. I think Jesse, you shared that ad with me and I saw it and I was like, that's a really weird dynamic, I guess, to be going and recruiting individuals to come to UW Platteville, which to note is one of the schools in the UW system that has seen the largest drop off in enrollment, not only before the pandemic, but since the pandemic hit and more people have been transitioning to online classes. So I don't know if that's what they're just trying to do, is they're trying to recruit individuals that they want to come back to campus. But that ad was kind of strange all the way around. So.
Yeah.
Strange.
I actually have spoken with a couple of the folks from UW Platteville in regards to that very program, because when I first got wind of it back this summer, I was like, what is this?
And what do they have to say about it?
Listen, man, it's a comprehensive program in regards to hemp cultivation. They worked with some really good people out in California in order to get it put together. So, I mean, I'm not going to say that the science that they're teaching folks in regards to cannabis is bogus.
It just doesn't bring everyone along who should and deserves to be brought along.
Right. It just does. My primary concern is repairing communities that have been negatively impacted by cannabis reform, right? Because the right time to do the right thing is right now.
Excellent.
Right.
You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got Jesse Pikeholz filling in for Brian today. Thanks so much, Alan, for stopping by the studio, sharing an update on this story. We're learning more and more, and apparently not as good of a bill as some people are claiming it to be, even if it is bipartisan. Give us a call. We got one more segment left of the day. 844-967-2789.